For many weeks, the Spirit has been bringing the following scripture to mind, Isaiah 60 verse 8. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as doves to their windows? So I have been digging into these words and the Hebrew words they come from, very much aware that the Song of Songs refers to the bride as the bridegroom's dove. Remember, he says, my love, my dove, my perfect one. I once heard the late Kelly Varner do a teaching on this, explaining that the dove is the only bird in which both eyes look in the same direction. Other birds can see independently out of each eye, speaking of the ability to have divided focus, whereas the dove has her eyes fixed on her beloved, an undivided heart and gaze. The Holy Spirit descended like a dove on Jesus after his baptism, and there is a reason it was a dove and not a pigeon. Isaiah 60 verse 8 indicates that the doves each have a particular window. These windows is plural. These are their windows, not anyone else's. The Hebrew word used here for window is aruba, Strong's H699. It means a lattice, a window, a dovecote, a chimney, or a sluice gate with openings for water. The phrase, who are these, in Isaiah 60 verse 8, reminds me of the verse in Song of Songs, which says, who is this coming out of the wilderness leaning on her beloved? Chapter 8 verse 5. It seems this company of doves are attracting attention. They are unknown or so transformed that they are unrecognizable, and there are so many of them that they form a cloud as they fly together to their windows. Doves fly to their windows when they're returning home to a place of safety and shelter for the night. But notice that the word for window also means sluice gate. In other words, this is not only an entry portal to a safe place, but an exit point for an outpouring. On the 38th day of the Omer, I saw a vision in which there was an ancient post office wall, or mail system wall of sorts, with wooden partitions and rolled up scrolls placed in every pigeonhole. And it was different from the normal rectangular post office pigeonholes, in that the holes were round, like a portal round. I stared at this for a moment, wondering who the scrolls were for. And then the Spirit said, those are not pigeonholes, those are dove windows. Each dove has a letter, a scroll to collect, eat and digest. It contains the power hour words from Father's lips for their particular portal. I cannot open my windows and pour out the blessing ordained until those who are stewards of these portals are in place and prepared. I saw the seals on the scrolls were digital locks, and each dove had to enter a code of four numbers in order to unlock and open the scroll. What are those four numbers, Holy Spirit? I asked. He referred me to a Strong's number he had given me as part of a personal prophetic word concerning the release of the order of Melchizedek. However, each dove would need to get their own number from the Holy Spirit, as each scroll is unique, each portal designed for pouring out a different portion of end-time kingdom blessing in the earth. The Hebrew for windows, aruba, is made up of the letters Aleph, Resh, Beit, and He. Aleph is the chief one, the head. Beit means house or family. Resh means head or mind. And He depicts the breath of God and means behold or look. Remember that when God changed Abraham's name to Abraham, he placed a He in the middle of it. In other words, he breathed into the middle of Abraham's name and changed the character of it. So within this word for windows is encapsulated the idea that these portals or sluice gates are part of the house of the family or sons of Aleph, who is the head of the body, and they know his mind, and they release his breath in a manner that causes people to say, behold, look. While meditating on this concept, I saw a mountain split open and many waters were flowing from it. And in the waters, I saw princes riding forth in rank and file, wearing white garments. They had battle bows and quivers and eyes of fire, and they rode behind a man on a white horse who wore a garment dipped in blood. "What are these waters, Lord?" I asked. "They are the waters of my righteous judgments, and we ride to execute justice and righteousness in the earth." And the verses of Psalm 45 came to mind. Verse 3. "Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, in your glory and your majesty, and in your majesty ride on triumphantly for the cause of truth, humility, and righteousness, and let your right hand guide you to tremendous things. Your arrows are sharp, the peoples fall under you. Your arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies." The Spirit continued, "The rider utters his voice at the head of his army of warrior princes, and in that sound is the sound of the two-edged sword. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with them, but for the wicked, my judgments fall upon their stiff necks." I saw that the waters which gushed forth were like waters breaking when a birth occurs, and they consisted of many colors and streams. And as they flowed, I saw a golden city in the heavenly realm, full of the sound of rejoicing, for their king had come and is riding forth for kingdom causes. I heard the words of Isaiah 25, "This is our God for whom we have waited." And also the phrase from Psalm 46, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High." Now I want to talk to you about possessing your portal. On the following day, after seeing the pigeonholes, or dove windows, I was breaking bread and repenting for the sin of judging a matter before hearing the facts, which is something I have had to deal with at different levels on many occasions. This time I was asking God to remove the root of it right back to Adam. And as I applied the blood and pulled out that root, it was so easily removed. And then I was again shown the dove windows I had seen the day before. So I prayed and received my scroll by faith, asking God to unseal it. Immediately he replied that it was unsealed by my repentance. In a flash I realized that until a scroll is fully unfurled, you cannot read its contents in fullness or judge the matter and receive full understanding, plus all the counsel imparted. Therefore there must be a waiting, a listening, a reading, a time of digesting and meditating on the contents, time of seeing or understanding that must occur before you are in full possession of the facts. This inability to wait until full knowledge of a matter or blueprint is possessed has been a generational stronghold in my bloodline, and the Spirit showed me that until I had fully dealt with the matter to the root, the Lord had kept the final end-time inheritance scrolls sealed. He could not afford to have them opened unless those for whom they were intended were in the right place of heart to fully receive them. For me, the root was leaning on my own understanding, instead of waiting for the Lord to fully reveal a matter. This is like trying to read a map that is only partially unrolled. You will never reach your destination or manifest what is written in heaven in the earth realm if you cannot see all the instructions. Moses had to come up higher and sit with the Father for 40 days, in order to receive the fullness of the necessary instructions for the task ahead. He had to hear and see all the details and understand what they meant before he could come down and impart them to the people waiting below. I do not know what is keeping the seal of your particular scroll locked, but the Spirit will show you where you need to repent in these days of preparation before Shavuot. Today is the second of Sivan in the Hebrew calendar. On the sixth of Sivan, which in the rabbinic calendar is Thursday the 29th of May, in the calendar that goes by the sighting of the new moon, it is Friday the 30th. Sorry. The sixth of Sivan in the rabbinic calendar starts on Thursday evening at 6 p.m., goes into the 29th, Friday the 29th, May. In the calendar that goes by the sighting of the new moon, which was a day late, The 6th of Sivan begins at 6 p.m. on the 29th of May. God descended in a fiery cloud on Mount Sinai on the 6th of Sivan. The 2 days preceding this were days of final preparation for this encounter. Exodus 19 verse 10 tells us about it. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go and sanctify the people today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready for the 3rd day. For the 3rd day the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people." And then verse 16. The 3rd morning there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mountain and a very loud shofar blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled. Then Moses brought the people from the camp to meet God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke, for the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like that of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. As we know, many generations later, at the same time in the calendar, the Holy Spirit was poured out on the 120 in the upper room, also accompanied by tongues of fire. This group had also spent the days preceding the 6th of Sivan praying and preparing for what was coming. On both occasions, there were manifestations, mighty sounds, and fire that came from heaven. Man had done their part in preparing, and then God did his part. Beloved, I want to encourage you in these days before Shavuot to reconsecrate yourselves to the purposes and plans of God, to cleanse yourselves and your mantles by repentance, prayer, and communion, and to rightly position yourselves to receive your individual scrolls by faith. There is a baptism of fire coming. The windows of heaven are readying to open. Fly to your window, your appointed portal or sluice gate. Position yourself in the Spirit by faith. This is your place of stewardship, your measured portion of inheritance of the revelation of Christ. His doves will spend the night season in the earth, overseeing their appointed portals of spiritual impartation, while they shelter in the safe place prepared for them. Now, while I was preparing for this word, I came across a word released by Julie Wedby last year, 2019, which had much confirmation concerning the scrolls. It may be 18 months since it was released, but the Spirit has brought it to remembrance at this time again. So I'm going to read it for you so that you can see that God was declaring the end from the beginning. It was given on Tuesday, January the 22nd, 2019, and the title is Urgent: Scrolls, Assignments, and Transformation. This is a message and vision, Julie writes, that I was given in 3 distinct parts. It is a word Father has told me to release now. This is the hour. There is no date, because it is meant to be understood and revealed to those who have ears to hear. So much is about to drastically change. Be prepared. Trust in his plan and purpose, his protection and provision with all your heart. He thunders from the heavens as never before, and his glory will only increase in the earth. To him who has ears to hear, his Spirit is speaking boldly. In a vision, I was taken into a whirlwind of fire, the glory pillar, and was drawn up higher and higher into the presence of the Lord. It was an experience and sensation that was overpowering in my physical body, a tearing or separating of soul from spirit. It felt like being stretched beyond what the body could endure, and as this was happening, the Lord revealed that my DNA, my blood, was literally being changed from the flesh nature to glorification. Yeshua said I was being transformed from corruptible to incorruptible, and I was becoming pure spirit. The throne room then opened up above, and Yeshua was standing at the top of the glory pillar waiting for me to ascend. The Father was behind him on the throne, but I could not see him. I just felt his awesome presence. On both sides of Yeshua stood the council of elders extending towards the throne, each one wearing a white robe and a crown. Ornate and ancient-looking containers had been placed in front of the throne, and each member of the council carefully and reverently removed the lid to each vessel and took out the scrolls one by one which were inside. Each scroll was unique and had the individual assignment of the bride member around the world. The elders could not open the scrolls, but instead passed them to Yeshua, who stood above the glory pillar, waiting to give each bride member his or her personal scroll and assignment. I could sense the magnitude and importance of what is occurring right now in the Spirit. Yeshua expressed that he is the ladder by which all of his bride enter into an open heaven, ascending and descending to and from the throne. As heaven and all of its treasures are made available, every resource needed is accessible until our roles are completed for the kingdom. Then I saw the bride rising in white all over the world, being pulled into the pillar of glory to receive their scrolls. Our spirits understood the meaning of our individual scroll, and we, the bride, Yeshua and the Father, are the only ones who know our specific purpose. Yeshua also gave us an impartation of our specific assignment, as well as his power and authority to carry it out. We also understood that we would hear the voice of our shepherd in unison, and we would all operate as one in the Spirit from our strategic locations around the world. I was then shown a dome of gold descending on the bride around the world. I was made to understand that this is the Father's glory, the glory of the Lord, and it covered each bride member in a column of light, connecting directly to Father's glory. Then Yeshua began to speak. What is written on your scroll is your end time assignment. I am revealing this now to all who are completely walking with me, fully surrendered, obedient, and faithful. I want your extreme focus now more than ever before. Do not fall prey to distractions, as the hour in which you have all been training for is here. It is now. It begins. Are you ready? It is like a chess game, when you hold back your most strategic and important moves to win the game. I have held back my chosen ones until the final hour, those who have fully surrendered vessels, positioning them and waiting until the decisive moment to confirm the victory which I have already won. You are not walking this alone. I am always, always with you, as well as my heavenly host, who have been commanded regarding you, and they do as I bid them to do. You will see them manifest depending upon what I have assigned you and your specific task. Pray and ask for their continued assistance. Things will come so quickly now. Expect manifestations of my presence more and more often now. You will see and experience many things not previously known. You share responsibilities in me together, as you are in covenant together in me. You also have your individual roles in me. You are surrounded by thousands of my angels who watch over you and guard you. Do not fear. Although 10,000 evil ones surround you, they shall not come near you. And no harm shall come to my anointed. I am holding all of you in my hands. Never fear. Trust and obey. Daughter, for those who have ears to hear, for those who have readied their hearts, for those who have given me all and are in full surrender and obedience, I have drawn you into my courtyard, into the gates where I have given you much insight and revelation as to the times that you live in. I am gathering together a people, my chosen first fruits remnant. You are my chosen ones, and will lead and guide and teach and minister. For I, as your great shepherd, have taught you, my sheep. So I have taught you to follow my commands and follow my example and feed my sheep. In this way I have set you as shepherds for my flock, in that you in me and I in you will draw many souls to me. As you know, there is order, perfect order, to all I do. No one is above the other. All are equal in my sight. You have just been chosen for unique roles and positions within my body. This time of now, I am establishing these positions in strategic locations. But know this, that your physical and geographical locations are subject to change. I mean this to tell you that the Spirit flows with Spirit. When you are pure spirit with me, you are free to move and go wherever the Spirit would lead you. Always be open to the leading of my Spirit. You are my kings and my priests, and it is given unto you to have dominion over regions. Humility is the key, and then obedience. Always remember that in this task of coming to me and confirming those that are being sent. When there is no peace, it is not of me. There is always order in my heavenly council, and so shall it be among you, my elders and my council in this place. All things must be presented to my team of elders. So too shall you operate in this manner, those of you who have already been positioned and selected to oversee what has been established in these sanctuaries. You will come together as one body in me under the command of your one captain to confirm those that are still yet to come. And I will make a way for those coming when it seems there is no way. And in this you will know that it is me. Be ready, as I am moving you into these positions now. Understand this mystery. When I said in my word that you would do these things and more, what I am speaking of is a glorified life, yet still here in the flesh. In order to attain the maturity of a true mature son or daughter, these ones are the ones who understand that the day at Calvary, when I spoke that it was finished and the victory won, meant that you too can live that glorified life here and now. Everything that it was attained that day belongs to you now, and always has. It was done that day. The day has finally come when all that has been foretold in my word will come true. All that you have read about these last days is upon you. You are the last generation, and you will see my return. I have told you this before, so rejoice that the mysteries of the prophets of the past are now being revealed. Everything that I spoke when I spoke with Daniel and with John is meant for you now. All of the secrets of my kingdom you will know, and all of heaven rejoices that the culmination of all things is here. May the Lord bless and increase your understanding and add more revelation to what he's showing you, that you may access the fullness of your inheritance that was paid for with the blood of Jesus. Amen.